It's interesting, as I was reading the assignments from this last week, the thing I guess that stood out to me when you think about chapters 1 to 15 and revisiting them, the last chapter that we were, it was part of last week, was integration. And that's, I think, the whole purpose in 1 through of revisiting is integration. And you know, the best way to integrate these chapters and the Word of God and everything in your life is to do your assignments, because as you do your assignments, you learn. It took me a minute to, you know, I like to say it took me a minute to be able to fully integrate these things. I had to listen, I had to learn, I did assignments, I worked on it. And it is still a work in progress because we continue. That's the beautiful thing about having a relationship with Jesus Christ is you never arrive. I don't even think when we get to heaven, we're going to arrive. We're going to continue to learn. We're going to continue to grow. We're going to continue to increase, because I'm not looking forward to sitting on a cloud with a harp, but I am looking forward to learning and growing and getting to know God even better. So integration is really a super key. Susie wrote this. She just said, and when she touched on integration, she wrote, "Integrating the powerful tool of study and remembering will make me a dangerous weapon in the hands of Christ against chaos." Isn't that a real key? You know, that we can be that. We can be that, and that's what these chapters are about. Your study, being in the Word, is that we, God can use us as weapons, and weapons against chaos in our own lives. Because the reason most of us are here is because we found ourselves within living a bit of a chaotic life with money, property, and prestige, chasing it, looking after it, trying to attain it. And all we attained was a whole pile of debt. So now let's pursue Christ. And in that, we learn how to make money with God in context of doing things His way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you that we can have you ultimately integrated in every aspect and part of our lives. Isn't that what we all want? And isn't that what we desire? And yes, many times we can allow ourselves to get in the way of that. But now this morning, as we go forward and we now go through to revisit 9 through 15, may we truly be able to take the moment to integrate, you know, like I said, doing assignments, doing the things that we need to do every day, working towards being better than our best as we pursue you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time to be together this morning. An amazing thing that we can all get here just simply by dialing a phone number. And so how we can think that is inconvenient to our lives. Dialing a phone number can be inconvenient. What a day we live in. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Amen. As Pat was closing, and I think I shared this when I replied to somebody's assignment this week, but Psalm 119:105, you know, it talks about, it really is all about integration. And David wrote this psalm, and it's all about God's word and walking with the Lord. And right in the smack in the middle of it, it's a very long psalm. He writes this: "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And then he says, "I've sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your rules." He's like, I'm going to do it. And then the next verse, he says, "I'm severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word." It's like, that's where we find life. It's where we find hope. You know, we're going to get knocked down. Things happen. We get knocked off the path, so to speak, occasionally. And then we just got to go, "Lord." And I said, you know, "Give me life according to your word." Because that's where we find life. We find life in God's word. We find hope in his word. We find direction in his word. We find the ability to do better than our best in his word. We find ways to integrate what we're learning through his word. And you know, that's what these chapters, that this whole thing going back through 1 through 15 is about, taking the time to listen, to learn, to integrate, You know, and it's a lot of information, you know, when you go through seven chapters and, you know, 20 minutes here, it's a lot of information. But it's available to take it, learn, integrate it. You know, it took me a minute, but the only way it happens is by working on it. You know, if you just listen today, you set it all aside, you don't do an assignment, you go about your day and you think you got more important things to do, well, then it never gets done. It never gets done, never gets integrated. And then you wonder why things just aren't working out. So things work out as we're willing to really. It's about integrating the Lord in our lives and everything we do, talking to Him, working through it, and exercising ourselves with Him every day. And that is what it is. That's what the triangle, when we talk about our bodies, mind, body, soul, and spirit, it's all about exercise, exercising our bodies, exercising our minds, exercising our spirits in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the reminder, because that's what it is. It's a reminder just to be about you and to be about integrating these things. There's so much information and so much that comes at us just in a typical day, let alone in 25, 30 minutes on the phone together. And it's easy to think, but I got so much to do today. And we do, and it's true. And we also need to take time with you. And I always just think of I think it was Luther who said, I've got so much to do today, I got to spend 4 hours in prayer. So that's an early riser. It sounds like a ridiculous thing to do, and yet it wasn't ridiculous for him. So maybe just take these things to heart. Maybe be exercised this week as we walk with you and in our companies, with our families, because there's so much at stake these days. So we just lift it all before you, and we pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.